The Turkish army has released what it says is a series of audio recordings in which the Russian plane that was shot down on Tuesday is asked to change course immediately before it's downed near the Syrian border. The Russian airman who survived, Captain Konstantin Marakhtin, denied receiving warnings or that he had strayed into Turkish airspace.
There were no warnings, not via the radio, not visually. There was no contact whatsoever. That's why we were keeping our combat course as usual. If they'd wanted to warn us, they could have shown themselves by heading on a parallel course. But there was nothing, and the rocket hit our tail.
The international medical charity MSF says an investigation into the attack last month by American forces on one of its hospitals in Afghanistan has revealed a frightening catalogue of errors. It's called for an impartial investigation into the tragedy in Kunduz that killed at least 30 people. John Sopel reports.
The 3,000-page report of the US Armed Forces blames human error and procedural failures in which personnel didn't take proper steps to verify the target. General John F. Campbell, who's in charge of the American military in Afghanistan, says it was a tragic but avoidable accident.
The medical facility was misidentified as a target by U.S. personnel who believed they were striking a different building several hundred meters away.
In their response, MSF said the report showed a frightening catalogue of errors and illustrated gross negligence on the part of US forces and violations of the rules of war.
Police in Brazil have for the first time arrested a sitting senator. Delcídio Amaral, who's a member of the governing Workers' Party, was detained in connection with a corruption inquiry at the state oil company Petrobras. The Brazilian Senate approved the legality of Mr. Amaral's arrest in a vote in an emergency session. One of Brazil's richest men, André Esteves, was also arrested. The French President, François Hollande, has asked Germany to do more to help combat the Islamic State group. Speaking during a visit to Paris by the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Mr. Hollande said it would be a very good signal if Germany made a bigger effort in Iraq and Syria against IS. Mrs. Merkel agreed that the jihadist group had to be fought militarily.
Terror must be fought with all our efforts, and we want to be on France's side. On the day of the terrible attacks, I said that we would support France in every possible way.
President Obama has tried to reassure Americans that everything possible is being done to keep the country safe as millions head home for the Thanksgiving holiday. Mr. Obama said he understood that people were anxious following the attacks in Paris, but he said there was no credible intelligence to indicate a plot against the United States. World News from the BBC. A court in Hungary has ruled that four men detained as suspected terrorists were in fact World War II enthusiasts, returning home with weapons they'd found with a metal detector. The men were arrested at the weekend as they drove back from the site of a wartime tank battle. But a judge in Budapest rejected the state prosecutor's request to remand the men in custody, saying there was no evidence they had links to terrorism. A court in the United States has convicted a man of murder after he shot dead his wife and posted a picture of her body on Facebook. The jury in Florida rejected Derek Medina's argument that he had acted in self-defense. He's due to be sentenced in January. Laura Vicker reports.
Derek Medina said that his wife, Jennifer Alonso, was threatening him with a knife when he shot her in their home in South Miami. He admitted taking a picture of the body on his mobile phone and uploading it onto Facebook. He wrote that he was forced to kill her after years of physical abuse. But prosecutors successfully argued that the 27-year-old was cowering on the kitchen floor when she was shot. Miami-Dade State Attorney Catherine Rundle said no family should ever have to see their daughter killed and exhibited on the internet like some macabre trophy.
The United States has expressed concern that the leaders on opposing sides in South Sudan have not formed a transitional government within 90 days, as was agreed in August. The State Department warned that the peace process would unravel unless a transitional administration was established. It said that each day the fighting continued, the humanitarian situation grew worse. The World Meteorological Organization says that 2015 is on course to be the warmest year on record, with global average temperatures reaching 1 degree Celsius above pre-industrial levels. In its annual climate report, the WMO said the five-year period from 2011 to 2015 was the warmest since records began. BBC News.